I'm Brittany Harden-Tengue, a senior manager with KPMG, and I am fascinated by the practice of transfer pricing and its impact on the global market. Join me each episode as I explore the transfer pricing world with specialists who will explain the ins and outs of this niche practice where tax meets economics. I am really excited to be talking about a topic that is on everybody's minds. Everywhere you look, you're hearing about generative AI, Gen AI, and I have with me Thomas Herr, a principal with KPMG US. He is our national leader for transfer pricing here in the United States, and is also a national leader for innovation for our economic evaluation services. So welcome, Thomas.
Thank you, Brittany. Happy to be here.
This is everywhere. We're talking about it a lot, and inevitably it's going to affect transfer pricing in a multitude of ways. We actually had a session talking about this at the TP Minds West Coast Conference in December of 2023, and there were a number of folks that were kind enough to talk with me about what it was that they were thinking and feeling. And so I'm going to play some of those clips for Thomas here and have him react and tell us what KPMG is doing to be proactive about these things. Does that sound good?
Sounds great. Let's go.
All right. Let's go. So here's our first clip. Let's take a listen.
I feel like we're still stuck in the Excel era. And so, you know, it's like, how do we break free of that? Because that's so prone to human error in a sense. And so it's hoping that maybe this can improve automation and improve consistency. Because I think a lot of times, if it's relied on humans only, there again is that component of error that can occur, and then you don't end up with consistent results. And so I guess that's what I would hope for.
There's two things that stand out to me from that quote. One is the reference to Excel and how we're stuck in that. The other thing is a reference to human error. We have been stuck in the Excel era. And I think one of the reasons why we have been stuck and why I believe that Gen AI is going to take us out of that era is the ease of use and accessibility of Excel. The reason why we all have been using Excel or other spreadsheet tools for so long is just they're so easy to use. As long as you're comfortable with basic numbers, you can start using it and be productive with it. And there's a lot more complicated things you can do in Excel, of course, but you can get productive right away. And the thing that struck me about Gen AI when I saw it for the first time, obviously it's an amazing technology and it can do incredible things. But the other thing that struck me about it is how easy it is to use. I mean, in many ways, it's even easier than Excel is, because you just go to a website, ChatGPT or other tools that are freely available, and you just start typing into a text box in your natural language. In fact, you can even talk to ChatGPT. It's now got an interface on your phone that you can enable and just have a conversation with ChatGPT. It doesn't get any easier than that. So the barrier to entry is even lower than Excel. That's a big reason why we're going to see and why we have seen a rapid adoption of this tool.
We anticipate Gen AI and the subset of language learning models or LLMs to have a similar stronghold as Excel due to ease of use. But there's also an opportunity here to reduce human error.
That's certainly true. But the other side of ChatGPT is the emergence of machine errors. So Excel and a lot of the tools that we've been working with, if you tell it to do A plus B plus C equals D, it'll do A plus B plus C equals D 100% of the time. These are deterministic models, and you give it the instruction, it will follow the instructions. Now, if you put bad data in, the instructions are wrong, then of course something bad will happen. Those are the human errors, but the machines make no mistake. As you give them instructions, it'll execute those instructions the same way 1,000 times in a row. Not so with ChatGPT or these LLM models, because they're all probabilistic based. We give it the same instructions, but for whatever reason, maybe the data is just ever so slightly different, or maybe there was something in the chat history that was different, that it then suddenly the answers aren't the same every single time. And we are trading off the ease of use and the reduction of human error now with increase of machine errors. And that's something we're going to have to figure out and work through.
We have to be very careful about what we're asking and then verifying and providing feedback on those results, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Gemini is the Google tool formerly known as Bard, and I've used that a number of times when working with Excel to say, I am trying to do this. What is the most optimized formula? And I'll try that. I'll respond and say that didn't work. You know, Excel isn't necessarily going away, so I don't know that this is the end of the Excel era.
What you're hinting at is part of the solution to this. We can use Gen AI to check Gen AI. It's a much more nonlinear approach that we have to use with Gen AI than what we're used to from the Excel world.
Let's hear the next one.
I do see a potential use for just compliance. It could learn very easily. It can cut down the preparation of TP documentations significantly.
Compliance. If you think about the massive amounts of transfer pricing reports companies have to prepare, we obviously already deploy significant amounts of automation to help with that standardization so that we can create economy of scale effect in preparing that and really get the cost down while at the same time improving the consistency and integrity of content of these reports. But there still is a fair amount of effort involved in writing and reviewing these. And at KPMG, we are integrating this technology into our transfer pricing tool, TP Engine, that we use to prepare large-scale transfer pricing compliance projects, and it'll absolutely be a game changer, no doubt.
Yeah, and one of the strengths of generative AI is exactly that, but it's generating textual output too, which, let's face it, that's what a massive amount of our reports do. So getting that first draft done with those types of inputs, being able to refine from there, can just make everything more efficient, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's hear the next one.
No, it just develops in a very fast speed. A year from now, I think it will be able to be, you know, embedded in operational transfer pricing, I think, to some extent.
That's interesting. I've heard a lot of people say, like, okay, you know, how we can use it in compliance, but operational transfer pricing, how could you, if you could dream up a way to use it, Gen AI and operational transfer pricing, like, what would that look like?
Right now we're using Excels, right, to calculate, you know, just return on sales or maybe even some profit split models. It's hard for me to envision how it's going to be used, but, you know, we might be able to get to a point where Excel is very smart and you can just give it a few prompts and it will create you a model. And that could happen.
Gen AI was going to have a huge impact across the transfer pricing life cycles, compliance, operational transfer pricing, controversy, planning, everything. And in operational transfer pricing in particular, we can absolutely envision where it will be used, and we're already testing it out. A big area there is segmentation of financials, that we get legal entity financials, and that legal entity is a distributor but also performs services of some kind, and they will require a segmentation of these financials and allocation. And yeah, Gen AI can absolutely do that. You can feed it that data, and it is amazingly good at identifying what needs to go where. And you can obviously support that with additional instructions. If you have a distributor that is performing services, we would know that, for example, typically finished good inventory on the balance sheet is going to be associated with the distributor. So Gen AI generally knows this as well. We've tested this and we know it works, but if you want to make sure that it really happens also, you can add that to the instructions. You can instruct it how to allocate certain items that might be split between the different functions, whether it's G&A items or certain balance sheet items. That's just one example. It can identify when results are trending outside ranges. You can give it the range, it can give it results, and it can identify, oh, it's below the range, above the range. It can recalculate what the transfer prices need to be adjusted to get within the range, within the remaining period of time that available forecast. So it's pretty amazing what it can do, and it will absolutely have a big impact on the operational transfer pricing. I agree.
When we perform benchmarking searches in order to apply the comparable profit method or the transactional net margin method, we're looking for companies that are considered comparable to our tested party so that we can effectively compare the profitability in order to establish an arm's length range. But the time and effort that's required to perform these searches can be laborious. If this gets good enough, do we blow open the world of comparables?
Absolutely. Gen AI will help us to process a lot more information than what we currently can do. Take comparable searches as a great example, because as you know, when we do these comparable searches, we effectively go through a series of steps to whittle things down. And the reason we do that is because of our capacity to analyze the information. At the end of the day, we still have humans looking at business descriptions and 10Ks and financial data to identify whether a company is a good comparable or not. That takes time, that takes money. We've already taken steps to address that. As you know, we just received a patent on a transfer pricing algorithm that we developed for our TP Engine tool that is a machine learning-based algorithm that we've trained based on business description and financial data to help us identify comparables. And Gen AI will only help even more in that process. So you're absolutely right. It will fundamentally change the way we go about comparable searches and widen the field of available comparables.
It could lead to more precision. you're not missing anything that we would reasonably have left on the table. And yeah. Also, how incredible. Who goes in to transfer pricing expecting to get a patent out of their career? Bravo to that team.
AI can be very useful just to frame arguments in audits. So I've used like just simple ChatGPT to build an argument on how to argue one method over another. And it gives me a nice framework to work with. So obviously it's not perfect, but it definitely cuts my time in half of thinking about how to frame my arguments.
The whole life cycle, onto controversy.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great example. I was talking to another client the other day. They told me that they had gotten a large economist report from a tax authority, and they thought the focus was on one particular type of transaction, like an intangible transaction. But they took the report and fed it into, not ChatGPT, but something equivalent, and just asked for a word count on different types of words, just to kind of identify what sort of keywords are popping up and et cetera. And they realized that a lot of the focus was on the distribution activity, something that they weren't really too focused on. So realizing that, it helped them reframe their approach that they took in responding to the tax authority. So yeah, I think there's lots of examples like that where ChatGPT or equivalent technologies will help think through and respond to tax authorities' inquiries.
It's also important to note that we always have to have a human involved for penalty protection. So we can't hand it entirely over to the machines quite yet, but it is a nice way to amplify and make the most of our time dealing with that information.
Yeah, maybe one day we'll just have AIs arguing with each other or transfer pricing.
Right. All the investments that these tax authorities are making and the IRS is, I think, real jazzed about some of these things. But yeah, at some point, it's just going to become an argument between the machines.
I think one area that AI can contribute to in the world of transfer pricing is automating routine processes. The advantage that AI has, which is beyond human capability, is the ability to look through data, analyze huge data sets, and throw out results that are concise. And that's something that would take a lot of manpower and human hours. So I think from a cost and efficiency standpoint, and even an accuracy standpoint, AI can be certainly leveraged to automate a lot of the facets of transfer pricing without discounting the need for that a human touch, because with the evolution of legislation and technicalities and how each and every business is different, their profiles are different, it is important to make sense of what's going on. And that's where the art part of transfer pricing comes in, because art cannot be as beautiful as done by AI versus that done by a human being. So I think we need to understand businesses from a human standpoint and still represent it. But yeah, AI can certainly automate a lot of the other parts of transfer pricing.
So with every new technology that comes out, it starts to automate things that humans are doing and people get worried about it. We've seen the cycle, and we shouldn't think that whether it's in transfer pricing or tax more generally, that we're immune to that. The one big difference here is, and this is going back, comparing to a lot of changes in the physical world, is that in the space that we operate in, and what I would call the abstract world, the world of knowledge, there's no such thing as declining marginal utility. And I would argue ever-increasing marginal utility of knowledge. And because tax authorities, in our case, always want to know more, and they will know that we can produce more thanks to this technology, and that they can process more thanks to the technology, they will start asking for more. So even though we can automate more and more stuff on what we do today in transfer pricing, there's so much more that will be coming in terms of new demands, new legislation.
This reminds me of an episode of the Planet Money podcast that explored the invention of spreadsheets and how there was an initial fear that the creation of Excel, which we keep coming back to, might eliminate the job of the accountant.
The word spreadsheet derives from an actual sheet that was spread out that accountants would fill out by hand. And yeah, when it came out, everyone's like, oh, there goes the accounting profession. All these jobs will be replaced. But instead, what happened was like, well, wait a second. Now we can do scenario analysis. Now we can do forecasting. Now we can do more complex calculations that we couldn't do before. And the opposite happened. The accountant's jobs did not disappear. In fact, they grew.
Well, we have our own AI, and I think that's obviously you need to, when I was talking about how to properly use AI, that's, you know, there are elements like confidentiality, stuff like that. You don't want to particularly make certain questions or use or
upload certain information on ChatGPT, because we obviously, there's a lot of confidential information we use. So obviously, I think we need to set up a clear framework on how to use this technology.
Yeah, absolutely. At KPMG, we've got our own instance of generative AI that's set up in a way that ensures the information that we input into it is protected and does not get shared outside or used in any way to train new models. And obviously, you got to be aware that if you're using a tool like ChatGPT or Gemini, you have to assume that that data will be used in some way. Now, I'm not an information security expert. I do believe, however, that these tools will make the data that we have far more valuable than they have been in the past even. And we wanted to protect data because companies don't want certain information to get into the hands of competitors or other parties that might misuse it against them. And that's very understandable.
There's a benefit to ring fencing because this technology is so powerful. And if you can safely feed it confidential information that's unique to your instance or your company or your fact pattern, it'll just be that much more powerful and that much more informed whenever you give it further queries, as opposed to maybe if you start from scratch, you're going to get 50% of the way there if it has more background.
I've seen a lot of technology change, but what I've seen in the last couple of years is mind-blowing. You know, in many ways, if you go back 5-10 years ago, the technology we were using then wasn't all that different from what it was 20 years earlier. I mean, there had been advances clearly, but we're still using Excel. There's been all this development on computer technology that in some ways hasn't fundamentally changed things, but now it is just suddenly going so fast and so visible to all of us that we're just amazed by it much more than we have been in the past.
My new home state of North Carolina, 1903 was when Orville and Wilbur took the first flight. And by 1969, we had people on the moon.
Gen AI is an absolute marvel. We've just barely scratched the surface on this thing. It's going to be a wild ride.
It's a wild ride. Hey, you know, yeah, like the Apollo missions, just hold on and,
buckle up.
Take off. So thank you so much, Thomas. And thanks to all the folks at TP Minds West Coast that joined us in December 2023. This is such an interesting time to be talking about this because we're going to look back in not too far in the future and say, wow, look how far we've come.
Well, no, thank you, Brittany. And thanks for doing this podcast. It's my favorite podcast.
We could not do this without the great team supporting us, from Bill Shedler and Maria Poli, Jesse Coleman, Seth Salinger, Caroline Conway, Liz Moisey, Christina Perez, Carla Miller, so many people to help us out. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining me on this adventure in transfer pricing. See you next time.